Last Saturday, I was lucky enough to go to, I guess it was the opening night of a play that was just incredible. It was really, really incredible. And it was something that was really needed, that's really needed in these times. Even though it's based on something that happened in history, it was something that's really living today. And I'm really pleased to be welcoming to the show the two actors from that play, Jesus, and you'll have to correct me if I get it, Jesus, if I don't get it, Jesus Castaños Chima?
Exactly.
Chima, okay. And Tony Duran.
Tony.
You were easy, Tony. There you go. And of course, it's I do have to learn Spanish, so I was trying very hard on that. Well, let's do it this way. Chima,
yes.
Tell my listeners about the play. What's it about?
Oh, actually, this play is about the experiences that political prisoners went through during the dictatorship in Argentina in the 70s. And actually, the story is about this prisoners being in jail and being isolated for a week, and they were only allowed to gather, you know, to be together and talk for an hour on Sundays. And what they did, instead of, you know, talking, they decided to do theater, you know, to play around, you know, the scenes with about El Quijote and Sancho Panza.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just going to ask about what the play is based on, but before we get to that, because the play is actually based on some famous works, right?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we talk about what they're based on, and then I'll ask you this next question after that.
No, actually, the play was based on the story of Chicho Vargas, which is brother of Aristides Vargas, the playwright. Mm-hmm. And also, because he was, you know, Aristides, he was asked to write something about El Quijote. And so what he did, he mixed, you know, like his brother's story with El Quijote and the truth story about Sancho Panza by Kafka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this play, and when you talk about what happened in Argentina, is actually being a big part of this in a certain sense. This, in Argentina, for people to understand, beginning in 1974 and continuing for the next 10 years, the military rulers carried out what humanity calls a dirty war. 30,000 people were murdered by these death squads, or they were rounded up or tortured and disappeared. Their bodies often thrown into the ocean from military transports.
Yes.
During that period. And actually, sure enough, Henry Kissinger, the Secretary of State at that time for the U.S. and despicable war criminal, congratulated the military for doing an outstanding job in wiping out terrorist forces. Yeah. Now, you guys come and what you show in this play, and I think it's really important because, and you can't be modest around this, right? Because what you show in this play, it's also the other thing that happened to the prisoners that you were talking about is that you were tortured, the prisoners were tortured, they were beaten, they were, you know, I mean, they were 24/7 for the entire time of that week. And on 1 hour, right, it was 1 hour on a Sunday afternoon, they had the ability, that they were allowed to sit down and talk with other prisoners and talk to each other. But if you got up and you moved your hands off the table, you would be shot.
Yes.
And that's the kind of, so when you're talking about the kind of life that is enforced, not only are you just savagely attacking the prisoners mentally and physically, but then in that 1 hour where you have to talk and create some space in terms of yourself, you know, it's sort of, if you violated this, even took your hands off the table, you could be shot and killed.
Yeah, actually, they decided to do this because they wanted to keep sane, you know, because what they did, they built this, you know, the way they say in the play, that they built this tunnel to another reality where they can be themselves, where they can laugh and have fun and say whatever they think. And that was the only way for them. Otherwise, you know, they go insane, crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but besides that, even though this play is based on the Argentinian dictatorship, if you really see the play, you know, the playwright doesn't give us any specifics about, you know, like the about this this dictatorship, because I think his purpose is to he wants everybody to relate to the play. You know, it's something universal that is happening, and it has happened everywhere in the world, you know, with all this dictatorship that we had over the, you know, the years. And whoever has any knowledge about dictatorship or whoever has been in one of them, you know, they can easily relate to what we are saying.
Or anybody who has, including the dictatorship that produces the kinds of prisons that the U.S. has all around the world, where people are kept in solitary for a dozen years. You know, this is, and that's the land of the free, right?
Yes,
telling
exactly.
You know, which was also the land of the free that backed up all the torture and suffering of people in South America. Did you have anything to add to this, Tony? Did you want to add anything, or?
¿Quieres agregar algo?
Bueno, pues hacer un llamado a toda la comunidad que nos apoye, ¿no? Esta obra que está tocando este tema, ¿no? Tan fuerte que, bueno, que pasó en Argentina, pero que se está presentando aquí, ¿no? Como los sistemas autoritarios, ¿no? Nos imponen leyes y pues uno tiene que verse limitado con todas esas cosas, ¿no?
What he's saying is that he wants to invite the audience to come and see this play, talking about, you know, the times that we are living now, about, you know, oppression and you know, when we are when we have no freedom to, you know, to do things that we normally do.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me this, because one of the things that really, you know, it would be an amazing experience enough if it was just telling the story of what happened to the prisoners there at the time and the terror that it spread everywhere in the country and in the world, wherever this happens. You know, it's partly to make the prisoners pay a price, but it's also a price that they want to make the population pay by scaring them and making them, you know, think that, okay, we can't do anything, we're powerless. And actually there was something that was very beautiful about this play, which was that you guys were able to, and what happened, where you every Sunday came together for that 1 hour, and I have to tell you, folks, it's you're kind of sitting on the edge of your seat, because they're getting up, and all the time you're just like, okay, they're getting up. You know that they're not allowed to get up. You know that they're not allowed to take their hands off the table. But the defiance that was there, but then the beauty of what people did to sort of maintain their humanity, to assert their humanity, not maintain it, to assert their humanity in the face of all this, by the kinds of things that you brought together. You know, you brought little plays together that you would work out for each other, you perform for each other, you'd both take part of different pieces, and that was really important in terms of the importance of art in society. You know, the terms of importance of, you know, basically being able to do that. And let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, what I was told by Aristides was that, you know, the real story was that they were four guys. You know, they were not actors. They were, you know, political activists and, you know, writers and artists, but not actors. And but they decided to, you know, to play this game. And so every Sunday, there were four friends. So two friends play, you know, that they were doing the actors, and the other two were the audience. So, and they have different codes to, you know, because they cannot be seen like applauding, you know, like the applause. It was like, you know, like with your fingers, just, you know, like mimicking like you were applauding, but, you know. And the following Sunday, they did the opposite. The other two, they just changed roles. So, you know, the other two were the actors and the other two the audience. And of course, they were doing this. There is a sense of, you know, the time was against them, because they need to perform very quick. So if you notice in the play, this is, you know, it's very dynamic, because you need to move fast, because the guards can come and, you know, and if they see that you're doing something that you're not supposed to, they will, you know, do something to you. So that's, and that's, you know, that's, and also, if you see, the play is very unique, because we are always, you know, what, as you were saying, that we are always sitting in these two chairs. And, so I remember when we did the play, I thought that when we started, you know, rehearsing, I thought that it was going to be very simple and easy for us, because we were sitting all the time, and it was okay, I'm going to be relaxing. But it's really, you know, it requires a lot of training, because, you know, you're using your stomach in order to move, you know, with your legs so that's one of the challenges, and also to approach the way we approach these characters, you know, because for all these experience that they went through, it was not easy for us to understand that the way these guys think and how they decided, instead of talking about other things, they decided to play. So it was so terrible that this situation, this oppressing situation, that they didn't want to talk about those things. They said, let's have fun. Let's keep sane, because otherwise we're going to go crazy.
Well, there's a little bit, too, I think, and actually a lot I felt anyway, is this in the defiance that you guys, your characters, were actually bringing forward, the defiance against the regime, was very inspiring. And I think for people who, even if people find out about it later, I don't know how much people knew about it during the time, but that whole, you know, as someone said to me, the transcendent power of imagination in humanity, you know, and the idea that actually that you can rise above this, and not by making peace with your torturers, but by asserting your humanity in that 1 hour you had each week, you know, which is very, very inspiring, I think.
Yeah, and I think, you know, nowadays, it's because we did this play 7 years ago, and I think it's, you know, when we thought about it, we, you know, it's the story is even more relevant today than it was 7 years ago, and because that's what's happening now. It's, you know, people, you know, the same way these guys created this other world to become themselves and, you know, like to be free and do, say and think whatever they want. This is the same thing we are doing now somehow. You know, we are creating our own bubbles, you know, like just waiting for these 4 years to go by and hoping that it's not going to be more than that.
But people need to do more than create the bubbles.
Exactly. And that's a big mistake, because, you know, we're supposed to be more involved in this and see how we can help to, you know, bring everybody together again.
And to stand up against this. And in a way, that's the point about the transcendent power of imagination, because they were not able to silence, you know, the characters that you played in this play. They were not able to silence them. You know, even, you know, to the bitter end, they weren't able to silence him. And that was both that was inspiring. Just let's leave it at that. And I think it inspires people to look at things in a different way.
Yeah, no, thank you. And thank you very much for coming and for coming and see it.
And I'm going to tell people this, because we got to get to this, but we don't want to run out of time and not have this. The play, once again, the play is La Raison Blindada. It's Armored Reason, and it's playing at the 24th Street Theater, which is one of my favorite theaters in the entire city. I really like the place. It's at 1117 West 24th Street. That's right off of Hoover, right?
Yes, Hoover
right
and 24th.
Right. And it's in L.A., and basically the performances are, it started September 9th. It runs through October 15th, Saturdays at 3 p.m., and then Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., and Sundays at 3 p.m. And to find out more information, you can call 213-745-6516 or go to www.24thstreet.org, and that's the numerals, 24thstreet.org, all right? Don't miss this play, folks. It's really, really, it'll have you thinking and talking with your friends for weeks, all right? I'm telling you, it's a very powerful play.
Yeah, please come and see and come and visit us. And we have other things. We have, you know, a festival about Day of the Death. We have another play coming up, you know, called Eyes, that is going to be next year and spring of next year. And we have another play coming in December, La Vispera, and that is created by the story of, you know, the community members. And we have many stuff. So please come and visit us.
Absolutely. Do not miss a chance to get to know the 24th Street Theater. It's one of the most important places in the city, I think. So definitely, if you're into theater, if you're into humanity, it's a very important place to be present at throughout the year. All right, folks, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No, thank you, Michael.
Thank you for inviting us.
All right, we're going to go out now. I want to say thanks to all of my guests today. I want to thank all of my listeners today. I want to thank my board op, Teddy Robinson, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and everybody else who contributed to this show. And if you want to write to me or give me any of your thoughts, you can by writing to mslade@themichaelslateshow.com. Once again, that's mslade.